that there is a peace. That there is a peace that is fundamental to all of us. And what do I mean when I say all of us? Yes, all those little differences that we have, the color of the skin, the shape of the face, the hair, the suits, the nails, are they manicured, are they not manicured? All of those things, notwithstanding them, beyond that circle, there is a commonality to all of us. That we exist. That we are alive. And each one of us, regardless of who we are and what we do and what our opinions are and what we have been through in this life, doesn't matter what hardship we have been through and not been through, we are all touched by this breath. A very simple fact, a very simple thing that happens pretty much all the time. That it comes and then it goes. And that our aspirations, that are the basic aspirations, the fundamental aspirations, are also exactly the same. We all thirst for peace. Problem comes when we start to use the different names. I'm not looking for peace, I'm looking for contentment. I'm not really looking for contentment, I'm looking for true love. I'm not really looking for true love, I'm looking for God. I'm not looking for God so much as I am looking for truth. I'm not really looking for truth as much as I'm looking for peace. Clever. But these are the names of exactly the same thing. Exactly the same thing. That very thirst, acknowledging that thirst, addressing that thirst in your life, which says it doesn't matter what you call it. It doesn't matter if you call it pani, if you call it agua, if you call it water, if you call it H2O. So far that when you are thirsty, you drink it. It doesn't matter what you call it. And it doesn't make any difference what container it comes in. Whether it's a plastic glass, whether it's a crystal glass, whether it's a metal bowl, whether it's a bowl made out of clay, or just your hand under a tap. But when you are thirsty, that you drink it.